Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 8:58 p.m. stock markets were mixed. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was down 89.02 points to 22,110.11. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2.43 points to 38,459.08. The NASDAQ was up 296.33 points to 18,307.98. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was up 38.42 points to 5,199.06. VIX futures are up 0.71 points to 15.08. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is up 104 points to 39,534. The China Seas. I-300 is down 0 points to 3,504.24. The DAX in Germany was down 148.04 points to 17,949.26. The CAC 40 in France was down 21.64 points to 8,023.74. The FTSE 100 in London was down 37.41 points to 7,923.8. Commodity markets. Gold is up $27.90 to $2,401.10. Silver is up 34 cents to $28.62. Crude oil is up 45 cents to $85.50. Copper is down $0 to $4.26. Natural gas is down 1 cent to $1.75. May corn closed at $4.28 and a quarter. May soybeans closed at $11.58 and a quarter. May wheat closed at $5.51 and a quarter. The Canadian dollar is 1.3685. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.4. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.76. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.94. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.56. Bitcoin is at $70,291.20. Highlights of today's news. Loblaws launching new name mobile cell phone plans at all new frills stores. Post Media reports loss in second quarter, revenue down 13% from a year ago. Survey finds majority of Canadians think federal Liberals are overspending. Canada to allow 30-year amortization for first-time buyers' mortgages on new homes. European Central Bank holds on interest rates. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.